How's it going?
Good. I guess first I'll start off by asking you heard what happened with Mike Edwards was bad.
Well, actually, I was taking my LSAT Saturday.
Okay.
So I didn't find out till like after I got done, which was around 2 o'clock. So, you know, I came home. My girlfriend told me actually, and I was kind of surprised. But you know, I texted him, let him know, hey, I'm here if you need anything. You know, but I guess people forget, like, hey, what college students do? You know, we're all guilty of doing stupid stuff.
So you said that it caught you by surprise. Just how have you noticed anything, like, with the team then? When your coach said that Sunday that you guys addressed everything and he added things about curfew and how that's been adjusted, has that had any sort of impact?
I mean, it's only been a couple of days, so no impact as of now.
And then as far as the situation, they have you listed as a starter for this week. Is that, I guess, the mindset that you have then going through this week in practice, knowing that if you practice well, you get that opportunity?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the mindset I take every week. You never know what's going to happen. You got to be ready when your number's called.
This weekend, when you did get a chance to finish the LSAT and just be able to unwind a little, how much football are you watching, and do you pay attention at all to what Michigan State's doing?
I kind of kept away from watching football Saturday just to get a weekend off. I did watch film with them, so it was nice to get the extra week of preparation.
Is it that just kind of knowing that, okay, you're going to be watching the film anyway, it's just enjoy this time that you get?
Exactly. We don't get time off, so it's nice just to kick back and relax.
When you do watch Michigan State's offense on film, what challenges do you feel that they present to you?
No, they're just they have a great quarterback, can drive them down, lead the charge. Great receivers and a great running back. Everyone knows about the running back, right. So there's no need to explain on that, but this would be a great challenge.
When you see him hurtling over guys all the time, what's going through your mind? Is it just like...
I hope I'm not one of them.